بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Praise be to Allah, may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and his kind al and companions and protect his Muslim nation from whatever he feared for it. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This ayah means in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 180, it means Allah has the names which indicate perfection. So call Him, call Allah, with these names and leave out all those who commit blasphemy by calling Him with non-befitting names. They will be punished for what they did, that is, for calling Allah with improper names or calling others with the names of Allah. We shall talk about the attributes of Allah in brief. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. This ayah means Allah has attributes that do not resemble the attributes of others. It is obligatory to believe the attributes of Allah are confirmed to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are countless according to Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, according to the belief of the mass of the Muslims. He who negates these attributes that are confirmed to Allah is called an atheist. Hence, the one who does not believe in the existence of Allah, that is, the one who negates Allah's attributes of existence, for example, is called an atheist. So there are some attributes that were mentioned in the Quran repeatedly. The scholars, they said, one must know them. The attributes of Allah that are obligatory to believe in are confirmed to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are neither the self of Allah, God, nor other than the self of Allah. Rather, we say, they are attributes with which Allah is necessarily attributed religiously and intellectually. So Allah has these attributes, and the sound mind confirms them as well as the Quran and the Sunnah, the sayings of the Prophet. Imam An-Nasafi said, His attributes, Allah's attributes, are neither Him nor other than Him. So the sifat of Allah are not Allah, nor are they other than Allah. They are attributes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The attributes of Allah that every pubescent and sane Muslim is obligated to know are called the attributes of the self of Allah. All the attributes indicate perfection, and Allah is not attributed with their opposites. So the sifat of Allah are sifat of kamal, perfection. There are 13 attributes that were mentioned repeatedly in the Quran and Hadith. Now they are countless, the attributes of Allah are countless. But the scholars established by consensus, by ijma', that he who is ignorant of the 13 attributes that were mentioned in the Quran is a committer of an enormous sin. And these 13 attributes are as follows: existence, al-wujud, oneness, الوحدانية, eternity, القدم, everlastingness, البقاء, non-needness of others, القيام بالنفس, non-resemblance to the creations, المخالفة للحوادث, power, القدرة, will, الإرادة, knowledge, العلم, life, الحياة, hearing, السمع, sight, البصر, and speech, الكلام. We will talk about the meanings of these attributes that were mentioned repeatedly in the Quran, and that every accountable person must know them and believe in them. First of all, the existence, al-wujud. It is obligatory to believe in the existence of Allah. Allah said in Al-Quran, "Afillahi shak," which means there is no doubt about the existence of Allah. Hence, it is obligatory to believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an eternal and everlasting attribute. Allah exists without a beginning, without an ending, and without a place. Allah does not occupy a place or space. He has no beginning. He existed before the creations, before the heavens, the earth, the skies, the throne. And He exists unlike the creations exist. He's not sitting on the throne or residing in a place. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is clear from all the attributes of the creations. Oneness, the second attribute, it means al-wahdaniyya. It is obligatory to believe that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one without a partner. Allah ta'ala said in al-Quran, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. This ayah means, know that no one is God except Allah. Allah is one in His self, in His attributes and doings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one shares these attributes with Allah. Hence, Allah has no equal. So we say, for example, Allah is the creator, and no one can create with the meaning of bringing the creations from the state of non-existence to the state of existence except Allah. So Allah is the creator, and no one is a creator except Allah. Allah is one, but not as in numbers, because numbers are created. Rather, Allah is one in the sense that there is no partner with Him. Eternity, al-qidam, it is obligatory to believe that Allah is eternal. That is, there is no beginning to His existence. His attributes are also eternal. Nothing is eternal except Allah and His attributes. That's why we say Allah exists without a place, and He does not occupy a place or space, because Allah existed before the creations, and now after He created the creations, now He exists as He existed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everlastingness, al-baqa. It is obligatory to believe Allah is everlasting. That is, His existence does not end. His existence is everlasting, and His attributes are everlasting. There is nothing everlasting by itself except Allah, because an annihilation does not apply to His self, subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if one asked, paradise and hell are everlasting, the reason is because Allah willed their everlastingness. Hence, they are everlasting not by themselves, but because of other than themselves. That means Allah willed for them to be everlasting. This is why they are among the intellectual possibilities, and they are part of this universe. Allah said, هو الأول والآخر. This ayah means Allah is the eternal without a beginning and the everlasting without an ending. The fifth attribute, non-neediness of others, al-qiyam bin nafs. Allah said, Allahu samad. This ayah means Allah is the master who is resorted to in one's needs. So He is the master that all the creations resort to Him in their needs. It also means Allah is one who does not need any of the creations, and all of them need Him. That's the meaning of as-samad. We recite this verse probably every day 10 times, some people more. The word as-samad is one of the attributes of Allah. That means Allah does not need anything, any of His creations, and all are in need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not need anything. He does not need anyone to give Him existence, because He exists without a beginning. Also, He does not need anyone to specify Him with knowledge instead of ignorance, or other than that. So subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any of His creations. He is the one who specifies the creations with certain attributes from others, because His attributes have no beginning, subhanahu wa ta'ala. His self has no beginning, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is unlike the creations in any way. Non-resemblance to the creations, al-mukhalafatu lil-hawadith. It means Allah does not resemble any of His creations, either in His self, or in His attributes, or in His doings. Allah said in Surah Ash-Shura, Ayah 11, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. This ayah means nothing is like Him in any way. Imam Abu Hanifa said, the Creator does not resemble His creations. Also, Imam Abu Hanifa stated in his books that talk about Aqeedah, that Allah exists without a beginning and without a place. And he also said, Allah does not have a beginning and does not have a shape. Allah does not sit on the throne. He created the throne and he existed before the throne subhanahu wa ta'ala. Power, al-qudrah. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with power, which is defined as an eternal and everlasting attribute of Allah, with which Allah gives existence to or annihilates what is intellectually possible. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, which means Allah has the power over everything. That is, Allah's power relates to all things that are intellectually possible, that the mind accepts their occurrence. Hence, the power of Allah is neither related to the intellectual necessary in creating nor in annihilating, because non-existence and annihilation cease to exist do not apply to Allah. Hence, the mind does not accept the notion of Allah creating or annihilating himself. This means that such a matter does not occur. Allah is the creator. His power subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah, is neither related to the intellectual impossible in creating nor annihilating, because existence does not apply to intellectual impossible. It does not apply to the intellectual impossible, which the mind does not accept its occurrence. The existence of a God with Allah is intellectually impossible. That's what it means. Hence, it is not mentally sound to say that Allah creates or annihilates such a non-existing thing, for example. The fact that the power of Allah is not related to the intellectually necessary and the intellectually impossible is not powerlessness, but rather a clear indication of the perfect power of Allah. So it is not possible that Allah does not exist. And it's not possible that Allah annihilates himself. The mind says there has to be a creator to this world. There has to be a God who is attributed with perfection. In brief, that's what we're trying to say. Also, this fact conforms to the judgment of the mind. The intellectual impossibility, yani the matters that the mind does not accept occurring, does not turn into an intellectual possibility. And the intellectual necessary does not turn into an intellectual possibility. For example, the existence of a sea of mercury is an intellectual possibility, although it does not customarily occur, but it might happen. Allah has the power to do anything. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is related to it. Allah has the power to create a sea of mercury if he wills. But to say Allah ta'ala can destroy himself or annihilate himself, intellectually that is considered an intellectual impossibility. The mind does not accept its occurrence. In brief, Allah has the power to do anything he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we'll talk about the eighth attribute, will, al-irada. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with will. It is defined as an eternal and everlasting attribute. That means it has no beginning and no ending like all his other attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this attribute, Allah ta'ala specifies the creations who are intellectually possible to be. I will give an example. For example, if a person had green eyes, specifying eyes with green color instead of other possible colors, this is considered an intellectual possibility. Could have been green, could have been hazel or brown. So there is no difference in that regard between good and evil, belief and blasphemy, winning and losing, and other opposites among what is intellectually possible. Allah created everything, and nothing happens in this world except by the will of Allah. Allah created the good and the evil, but Allah ordered us to avoid the evil. Who created the devil? God, Allah. Who created the humans? Allah. Who created the angels? Allah. But Allah Ta'ala ordered the good and forbade the unlawful. Knowledge, al-ilm. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with knowledge. This is an eternal and everlasting attribute of His self. Allah knew eternally about His self, attributes, and His creations. Nothing is beyond His knowledge, Subhanahu, the Exalted. Life, al-hayah. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with life. Allah said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum in Ayatul Kursi, which means no one is God but Allah, who is attributed with life and His existence does not end, al-qayyum. Life is an eternal and everlasting attribute of Allah. Now the life of Allah, brothers and sisters and dear listeners, is not like our life, because our life needs a combination of body and soul. However, the life of Allah is His attribute. It is not a body or a soul, because He is the creator of bodies and souls and forms and humans and jinn and angels. And Allah is unlike the creations in any way. Allah is attributed with attributes that befit Him. Among them is, we're going to go into the 11th attribute, hearing, as-sama'. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with hearing. Otherwise, if the person denounced that, it as if he's saying Allah cannot hear or he is deaf, that does not befit Allah in any way. Hearing is an eternal and everlasting attribute of Allah. It's a sifa, attribute, that has no beginning and no ending, and it does not change, unlike our hearing. And with that attribute, Allah hears all hearable things that can be heard. He hears them whether they are near for us, to us, or far from us, because Allah is not in a place. He hears without an ear, without means, and without instruments. The hearing of Allah is not subject to weakness or change, because weakness and change are non-befitting to Allah. Allah said, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, which means He is the one who is attributed with hearing and sight, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The attribute sight, al-basar, it's the 12th attribute. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with sight. This is an eternal and everlasting attribute of Allah with which He sees all things that are seeable, without an instrument and without means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the things that are far away from us and those that are near to us without any difference, because Allah is not in a place. His attribute of sight does not change or develop, because the one whose self is eternal, has no beginning, does not develop or change. Also, Allah's attributes have no beginning and they are eternal. They do not develop or change. And last but not least, speech, al-kalam. Now, it's important to understand this attribute, because as we said, Allah's attributes are unlike the attributes of the creations. Ahlul Sunnah, the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's way and methodology, they say it is obligatory to believe that Allah is attributed with kalam, or speech. Now, this is an eternal and everlasting attribute with which Allah forbids, orders, and informs. It is not a letter, nor a sound, nor a language, because Allah is the creator of all of that. The Quran and the other revealed books, for example, such as the holy book that was revealed on Prophet Jesus, or the holy book revealed on Prophet Moses, or other prophets, Abraham, or other prophets, the languages that were contained in these holy books, they are expressions of the eternal kalam of the self of Allah. Also, the Quran, when we read it in Arabic, the Arabic words that we are reading, these are created because the language is created. But the Quran itself, the kalam of Allah, is not created, because none of the attributes of Allah are created, because He is not created, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do we understand that? Basically, what we read in Arabic, in the Quran, or other languages in the original authentic holy books, are expressions and indications of the eternal speech of Allah in which He orders, forbids, and informs. I'll give an example. When we write the word Allah or God on a board, for example, or on the wall, it is an expression of the self of Allah. It does not mean we worship those letters. It is an expression of the self of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the words and sentences of the revealed books are expressions of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revealed in a language that we understand. The Quran is called the kalam of Allah because it is not authored by Prophet Muhammad or Angel Jibreel. It is a revelation from Allah to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Quran is also used to mean the eternal kalam of the self of Allah. So that's another meaning of Al-Quran. And when it is attributed to Allah, it means it has no beginning, it is not a letter or a sound. Allah said in Al-Quran, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. This ayah about Prophet Musa, which means Allah spoke to Musa with His eternal kalam. That is, Allah created in Prophet Musa the ability to understand and hear the kalam of the self of Allah, which is not a letter or a sound or a language, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clear from any of the attributes of the creations. He is the one who has godhood. He is the one who is attributed with the power to create the entities. He is the one who has abundance of mercy, and He is the one who owns, He has the absolute dominion, and the one whose dominion is clear of all imperfections. Allah has no beginning and no ending, and He does not resemble the creations in any way. By that, we would have recapped and explained some of the attributes of Allah. And as we said, they are existence, oneness, eternity, everlastingness, non-needness of others, the non-resemblance of the creations, power, will, knowledge, life, hearing, sight, and speech. And we said Allah Ta'ala does not resemble the creations in any way, and He does not need any of His creations. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on the correct belief and to clear us from any falsehood. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on the path of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Let it be clear that anyone who attributes to Allah a non-befitting attribute has blasphemed, has opposed the religion of Islam. So, for example, if one attributed to Allah a body or a shape or physical attributes or bodily attributes or occupying a place or space or a figure in the mind or the like, these do not befit Allah. And the one who attributes to Allah such attribute has belied the Quran and the sayings of the Prophet, and must renew his faith, must return to Islam by saying the Shahadatain, that is, no one is God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, to clear himself from the blasphemous beliefs that oppose Al-Quran and the Prophet's sayings, peace be upon him. Allah Ta'ala said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Nothing resembles Allah, and He is attributed with hearing and sight. And so, like Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and the Nun al-Misri said, whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from that. Allah is not like the creations in any way, and Allah knows best.